There are a lot of us who worry that the amount of time we spend on the internet is doing something to us, rewiring our brains. One of the first people to really put that issue on the cultural map was the writer Nicholas Carr, in a book that's become a contemporary classic. It's called The Shallows: What the Internet is Doing to Our Brains.
Because it's all there all the time, and because we so love to be aware of everything going on around us, we short-circuit our attentiveness. When an important piece of information, whether it's text or video or whatever, comes at us, you know, rather than screening out other stuff and not paying attention to distractions and interruptions and focusing on that one important thing for a long period of time, we simply allow ourselves, because the technology is so good at it, to be constantly distracted, constantly interrupted. We glance at, you know, a new email or a new text message or a new Facebook update or a new tweet coming at us. I think the technology puts its emphasis on the gathering of information, the very fast-paced gathering of information, which is one element, certainly, in having a rich intellectual life. But it de-emphasizes and doesn't really give us any opportunity or encouragement to pay deep attention to one thing. And in fact, writing about this subject, I was originally inspired to do it from my own experience of really having problems sitting down and reading a book or a long article. And what I found is that after, you know, a couple of pages or even a couple of paragraphs, my mind got antsy and it wanted to behave the way I've trained it to behave when I'm looking at a computer screen. It didn't want to focus on one linear argument or story. It wanted to jump from page to page, to click on links, to do some Googling, to check email. I think what that shows us is how powerfully technologies can alter the way we think. And they do that by changing our habits of mind, changing our expectations. And our brains and our mind kind of adapt very well to new tools. We're very good at using them. The problem is that adaptation can be either good or bad or a mixture. And I think the loss of attentiveness, the loss of the ability to concentrate, therefore translates into a deeper loss of the ability to be contemplative and reflective and introspective. There's all sorts of very, very good things about the fact that our brains are so adaptable and so plastic and so ready to respond to changes in the environment. On the other hand, what our brains seem to be interested in is efficiency. The physical structure of our brains doesn't really make value judgments about how we think. It simply adapts to the way we use it. So if we spend all of our time juggling information and multitasking and shifting our focus very quickly, our brain optimizes itself to do that. But if we start to not pay attention, not sustain our attention on one thing, not engage in more meditative thought, our brain is very happy to begin to weaken those processes even as it strengthens the other.
Nicholas Carr is the author of The Shallows: What the Internet is Doing to Our Brains.